Head football coach Casey Cummings of the TCC Saints. And coach, first of all, we haven't really talked much since the end of the season last year. You guys finished up 2016. You were 5-5. You lost the last three games of the season. You had a chance to make the playoffs. Let's rewind a little bit and go back to right at the end of the season, the final game of the year. You win, you were in the playoffs. You lose, you fell short. And we all know what happened. You fell short a little bit of the playoffs. Talk to us about the end of the season last year.
Yeah, a year ago, I think we went through Sandy, Ridgewood, Garraway, East Canton, back to back to back. I think it took a toll on us physically. You know, we had some injuries, and we played some good teams. You know, we beat Sandy and went to 5-2. We was playing really well and felt really. I think we let one get away up at Malvern, which ultimately cost us the playoffs because that game. If we win that game, we're in. So you know, that's. It's just the way it went. You know, it's been a while since then. So, hopefully we can pick back up where we left off.
Absolutely. Let's fast forward now to 2017, right where we're at here in fall camp. 2-a-days, I don't think you go much 2-a-days, but I know you work the guys hard. Talk to me a little bit about how the practice has gone this fall and how you're gearing up. I know you had a scrimmage last week as well.
Yeah, our 2-a-day situation, with we were in like a split session. So we don't do two full practices. We'll do about a two-hour practice, and we treat a halftime or a 20-minute session, and we're back up for about a half hour at 120 mile an hour, so to speak. So, you know, it went well. 2-a-days went well. Our numbers are low, and so you don't need to practice time as well. But we're working through some injuries right now, but hopefully we'll get everyone up to speed, other than probably John Ciaretti, possibly by week one.
Now, we all remember the names that you've had over the last couple of years, the Dean Greens, the Bo Beamers, the Nick Ciarettis. Team's a little bit different this year. You lose all those guys. Talk to us about some new guys you have coming up for the Saints.
Yeah, there's Alex Price and Nathan Price, a couple brothers come up from Denison, Ohio. They're very, very talented kids. They'll probably be one of my primary wideouts, and then the other one will probably be quarterback. And as of right now, because of injuries, trying to figure out how we're going to work that. But either way, Nathan Price will be our starting quarterback when healthy. He's got a little shoulder injury right now. Alex Price will be his backup. But both those guys are very, very good players. We still think we're pretty talented on the outside. We don't have many numbers. We've talked about this. We're a little small up front. We think if we stay in one piece, I think we're going to be able to at least compete with our schedule, no
sure.
Question about it.
Talk to me a little bit about your scrimmage with Lindsey that you had, I believe it was last Friday night. Talk to me a little bit about that. How'd that go for you? Did you come out healthy?
You got some apprehension coming into this thing because you did overhaul virtually everybody. So you ain't sure how people's going to respond. Lindsey's got like 43, 44 guys on her team. You know, they're a big, big physical bunch. They flat out bring the house virtually every down at you. So it's great for us offensively. Because I don't know if we'll see that kind of heat again the rest of the year.
Sure.
You know, maybe just once or twice. So, we did get dinged up a few guys, but defensively, man, we played. I mean, we got guys. We're not a big team, but man, we got some guys that really get after it and really fly to the football.
Well, week one obviously is next Friday night, the 25th. I believe you play Saturday. Your week one opponent. What do you know about them? And talk to us about your week one opponent.
Greensburg Central Catholic plays in a big league. I believe they play at Clarion in the school where Pryor went. Jeanette, I think they're in that same league with those teams. So we ain't real sure, you know, if we bit off more than what we could chew. We ain't going to know that, you know. But I will see them Saturday morning over there, and that'll be the first I've seen them. I've seen a little bit on film that you pick up. They were they were a very, very big football team last year. I mean, big, big.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were hit some with graduation. I think they're still going to be – I think their quarterback's about a 6'3", 225-pound kid. Very, very good defensive end. They got speed on the perimeter, and they'll be big enough up front. I know they'll be bigger than us.
Yeah, now 2017 will bring the new IVC, so to speak. You got two divisions. Talk to me your thoughts on the new divisions. Are you happy with it? And how do you feel the new schools coming in? How do you think that does for the IVC?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I really do. I you know, we let East Kent get in a few years back, and they've added. They won a state championship in track this year. And as far as their football team, I think they got most of those guys coming back. You got Indian Valley and Claymont coming in. I think both are going to be very, very good football teams. You know, it's going to be interesting. I've mentioned this before. That big's going to be very interesting. I mean, from a fan standpoint, because we're only going to compete with one or two schools over there, it's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, it is. Absolutely. And, Coach, I know that you have your work cut out for you, and you got a lot of scouting to do, and I'll let you get to that. But we want to say thanks for joining us like you do every week. You do a great job of helping us cover the Saints, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck in 2017. We hope to have you in a couple times. I know you play a couple Saturday games, so we're looking forward to have you in on a Friday night just to talk Saints football. We enjoy having that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You guys do a great job. And for our football program, let's hope that we have a pretty good start with our non-conference and give Central's fans and some fans around the county something to get excited about. We'll see. We'll see how that shakes out.
Absolutely. Well, good luck week one, Coach. We'll talk to you. We might sneak in on that Friday night if we can get you in to talk to Saints and preview that game. But good luck this season. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.